What up, everybody?
What's
going on, Vic?
What's up, Jack?
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Unfollow Vic podcast, the greatest podcast.
No, it's the Unfollow Jack podcast today.
Today, but not really. I mean, I'm always glad to be a part of this, but today I'll be your host, Jack Mehoff, as usual. I'm joined by my awesome co-host, Vic. Last episode, you offered me the hot seat, and I graciously accepted your offer. I really do appreciate that. We still have yet to see how this is going to go. Might totally fuck up the show. Who knows?
Well, I did a poll yesterday, but we'll get to that later.
A poll? You took some bets on whether or not the show was
going to be... No, I put a poll on Instagram. I said, Jack will be running the show tomorrow. How do you think he's going to do? Is he going to pass or fail?
How'd it go? Come on, tell me.
Nah, I can't tell you now. I got to tell you at the end.
We'll hold it off to the end for you listeners out there. We have a couple of polls, a couple of things to bring up. But first, as usual, I'd like to get into the updates. Vic, got anything good for us?
It's the last episode of season two.
Yeah, man.
So that's always good and bad, bittersweet. Gives me rest, gives you rest, gives me time to... Mm-hmm. Send more interviews and emails and try to get them on. But yeah.
Definitely.
And
then for the listeners, Vic here pulls the heaviest part of the cart to move this show forward.
I try.
He's definitely got a strong back.
Only back. That's all I usually work out is back. Yeah. Back and legs. But so final episode is this one. I mean, there'll be another one coming along. I'm still editing it. It's going to be the best of season two, which we believe we think is the best of season two. But other than that, recap, we took a break last week. I went to visit Vinny up in Rochester.
Producer Vinny.
He was hosting the Royal Rumble.
Ooh.
So we got to eat fucking junk food. I mean, he was there with all his college buddies. I was there. And we ordered pies, a pizza, wings. We had all those finger foods, beers, everything. Yeah. It was like we were 20 again. But
the football huge.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey won the Royal Rumble and Brock Lesnar won it for the male. And it's funny because we did a little pick a number out of the hat because it's 30 people that go up. Right. So I had good numbers. I mean, my other numbers were like in the high 20s. So that's good. You want high 20s because they have a better probability of winning it. But Vinny ends up winning both of them. I still think it's fixed.
Yeah. And then she's got connections with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. And then last but not least, the final day we shipped up to Boston. We watched one of his friend named Dan Macchio, one of his buddies from college, who was at his house watching the Royal Rumble. He actually, he's in an indie show. It's the Nickel City Wrestling, NCW. It was pretty fun. It was enjoyable.
Yeah. I think I saw something. Is that the midget wrestling or no?
No, but I mean, he is small. That wasn't, he does midget wrestling. He calls it that as well. he loves it. They pay good. But nice. No, this was just a regular indie NCW match. Good. And I made some connections, followed some people on Instagram. Hopefully I can get them on the show.
That'd be dope.
We'll see. That's about it. How about you?
Do they still do the drop in the mic and the let's get ready to rumble?
Not in wrestling. No, maybe boxing. UFC.
They say rumble in boxing?
They don't say it in wrestling. Yeah.
That's kind of gay. It's in the name. Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. No.
So, I guess I can give my update now. So as a kid, I used to lose everything. I'm very airheaded. You know the feeling when you lose your wallet. You feel like
I thought you were talking about virginities.
No. Wallets.
Okay, yeah.
The place where you put that condom you never take out.
Yeah, I know. Remember that? Everyone used to have a condom in the wallet. Shut the fuck up.
You you pull it out of the wallet and you go, eh?
Yeah, you're supposed to drop it on the floor.
Same condom since 1997.
Yeah, you're supposed to pull out money, and then supposedly the condom comes out, hits the floor. It's supposed to trigger.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, it's our own psychosis.
No, no, it's a game plan, brother. It's a game plan. So anyway, I lost my wallet and my memorabilia condom. And it's the worst feeling in the world because you got to get everything new. You got to get new cars. You got to go to the DMV. You got to get a new ID. I'm a vet. I got to go to the VA. It's a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky because I'm one of the few that are broke. So I don't have any money in it or credit cards.
Yeah.
But I had my ATM card. You know, it's not a complete fucking drifter. Mm-hmm. So I'm preparing to get everything ready. And my first step is to go to the DMV. I'm sitting in line just like every other fucking schmuck that didn't have an appointment. And Marco calls. We had him on the show recently.
Yeah, your brother.
Right. And he's telling me about his girlfriend, a girl he's dating. And
it's a new one? Deal.
New one. Totally new.
Oh, nice.
Right. So I don't want to bring up why the, all right. So we were talking about his girlfriend. He's like, yeah, don't, you know, there's going to be reasons why you're going to try to make fun of her. Just please be nice. Oh, he's just paranoid. We all have our fucking
no legs,
our things. So hold on.
Oh man. That's his white whale.
This story is way more about like just why I need to shut my fucking mouth and just go with the flow.
I think you owe it to the listeners.
I said it out loud at the DMV. Whoa, what is she, a fucking amputee? So I'm like right where you are thinking I'm in a DMV. Who the fuck is going to be an amputee in the DMV? I'm like, well, what's the big deal? What is she, you know? She's either an amputee or she's, you know, something man, like it's got to be something crazy for you to be like, oh, you're going to make fun of her. And I don't want to.
And what does it matter if you make fun of her? It's what only if he exactly loves her.
I turn around, my hand to God. There was a lady with no leg.
Yeah.
Right next to me. Just sitting there.
Did you wink?
Like,
give her a kiss?
Huh? No. I probably should have.
Yeah.
But it was one of those moments where you're just so mortified and disgusted in yourself for being the stupid you that you are. I just shut the fuck up and was just like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to call you later, Marco. I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
And then they called my number and I left. For what are the fucking chances?
Oh, it's going to happen once in your life and it happens.
It has to happen to me. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not normal. I did all of that shit, opened my mouth, embarrassed myself in front of this poor lady that's probably been hobbling around for the last 10, 15 years. And
probably a combat medic.
Somebody. Oh, man, I feel so bad. I say this. She could also just be a diabetic that likes too many sweets.
Yeah. A whore.
And I get home and then I find my wallet. So
you found your wallet?
Yeah.
So you never lost it.
So I want to say I took one for the team and just to have a good story, but the reality is I was really at that fucking DMV.
It was almost like you were set up to just go there and say that. Like you had to make an ass of yourself. God said, I need to pick a victim today and I need to pick a predator. And
yeah. The perfectly aligned shit that could
what did
happen.
Your brother say? Anything? No?
He told me about his girlfriend and not really a big deal.
It's not a big deal, right?
I mean, she's not.
Does she have an extra pinky toe? Who cares?
So apparently she has a really bad stutter. And
oh, that's awesome.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, finally, someone probably takes longer to tell a story than me.
That's good. We'll have her on the show.
We could. I really.
Yeah,
I
we'll make an hour she's... show and we could make a 10 minute show into an hour.
Into an hour. Yeah. I was trying to tell him, like, look, the worst thing that could happen is that she's not cool with how she is. And because we all have our own little fuck. That's worse than having a problem.
Yeah, but he shouldn't care. It's only a stutter. It's not the worst thing in the world. But if she has a personality that is out the wall, they're going to be great for each other.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. It doesn't matter what you're, if you have a disability, or if you have a quirk, or if you have Tourette's or whatever. If you are a cool person, and there's no standard to cool, but if you understand the difference between when somebody's trying to make fun of you and when someone's just trying to have a fun conversation with you, You know, I mean, sometimes to your expense, but sometimes we have expense talks, funny conversations at my expense, sometimes at your fucking goofy ass expense. It's how it is. We pick at each other a little bit, but if you're not cool with letting somebody, you know, take some jabs every once in a while, bro, you're that's worse than a disability. That should be a disability all itself.
True. I think you'll be fine.
Don't talk to these people.
Yeah. Oh, before we get into whatever you're about to bring up, I made the hats. We have Unfalvic hats now.
Nice.
I'm going to be posting them. If you want one, you got to place your order. I'm going to be taking orders in March. This way we can get it by April, May, before season 3 starts. They're fucking dope. They're made in Texas.
USA
leather,
made, baby.
Leather stitched hats. Don't worry. You're going to like them. I'm going to post them up. I have winter hats and summer hats.
This isn't this is what?
Damn. Those hats are fucking. I haven't took one. I haven't taken them off. I had to take it off for the show because I've been getting the hat hair, but.
No, the hats are dope. They're definitely high quality. Oh, I've seen some of the merch that other people put up.
Yeah,
And I'm like, that's a sweater with a fucking somebody
ironed on. These are high quality hats. They cost, I think, roughly like 38, but if we can place orders in March and get a lot, I think they do give deals.
Nice. Yeah, and that's the other thing. If we do when we start putting out merch on like a website or whatever.
You got a hat for Dino. Dino, if you're listening, we have a hat for you. Paid for.
Yeah, it's already
paid in full. Just send us the $6 for the shipping, please. Times are rough. And Elizabeth Marshall is getting a hat as well. I'm just waiting for stickers to come in so we can send a nice little care package to everyone.
That's adorable.
Every hat comes with 3 stickers and a pin, I think. Oh, shit. I said it, so I got to do it now.
Now it's in there. Now it's in there. So I'm excited about the hats. I'm excited to get those rolled out. I'm excited about this next. I wanted to do it as a game because I was just randomly on the internet, as one does when he's on the toilet. And I'm on Reddit looking at a bunch of polls where a question is asked and people go in with their answer, not polls like the thing that your sister dances on. Mm-hmm. And they're the best. They're the best, I think, polls that I could have pulled in the 45 minutes that I was on that poll.
Yeah.
No. I've took way more time at curating this list.
So let me just remind people. I know I'm a great co-host, man.
Yes, you are.
So,
I'm failing.
I put Jack on the spot. He's got to do his own show. So I did not read any of this. I don't know what is about to happen, what's about to go on. We might not even have a show, but.
Yeah, this might all be canceled anyway.
Yeah, this could all be canceled. So you could take it from here.
All right. So these top polls are from the dark, not safe for work nether regions of Reddit. And we brought them all to you with a nice pretty bow on it. Hopefully you play along at home or in your car, wherever you are, because as you know, we are here to entertain. So don't take any of this serious. I'll read these questions out loud or the polls out loud. And you guys at home have like 3 to 4 seconds to think about it before Vic gives his verdict. Okay. We're going for a highest answer. So the highest percentage of an answer.
So
after the answers are in. Sorry?
No. I was going to say, so you're going to read something and then I have to pick what people voted on the highest.
Right. Okay. What was the highest?
Give an answer.
Right. Okay. After your answers are in, I'll let you know if you're in the majority or if you're a fucking weirdo.
Oh boy.
Yeah. In a true unfollow Vic fashion, we will make sure the questions are not just mildly disturbing and risky, but also informative. Kind of. Okay. All right. Number one, Vic, you ready?
Sure.
All right. What's the best swear word out of these three options? Fuck, shit, or bitch. Now, I know we're starting off slow and nice, right? But what's the best swear word?
What is it?
Swear word.
Fuck, bitch, and what? Shit?
Fuck, shit, or bitch. Yes.
Fuck, shit, or bitch. Drum roll. I like to say the word fuck. So I'm going to go with fuck.
Nice.
Can I put them in an order? Because you said it was percentage, right? Fuck, shit, or bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you the numbers.
I'm going to go fuck, shit, and bitch in that order, like from highest to lowest.
Wow.
Did I get no?
Talk about going the extra mile. Not only did you get the right first answer, but you correctly put them in order.
Yeah. From highest to lowest. I got to think like a man because there's no woman on Reddit writing these things. I mean, bitch is close, but shit, I think if fucking shit are like, they go together. So, all right.
I think that there's more women on here because if men, because I think men like the word bitch, not because we like calling ourselves bitch, you know, fellow men.
Well, we call all the men bitch, bitches.
Yeah. All right. So congratulations, top one, 68% fuck. So ding, ding, ding. If you're at home, you got that one right. Congratulations. You are now tied with Vic. All right, on to the next one. What is more arousing? Average looking person wearing lingerie or a sexy ass person in like average clothes?
So an average person in lingerie or someone sexy in average clothes? I think I'm going to go with someone sexy in average clothes because if they look good in average clothes, then you can only imagine what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, of course, sexy. Why would I average girl in lingerie? No, they're just trying to make themselves look sexy. You could bring, you could put makeup on a pig. It's still a pig, right?
True. True. I feel like this question was a little set. It sets you up a little bit because everyday clothes, I mean, what do you call it? The spandex.
Who cares? Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah,
that's fine. That's just colored skin.
Even if you wear sweats.
Nah, some
guys we know what's underneath there just by looking.
True. All right. So top answer was someone really sexy wearing everyday clothes at 61%. Congratulations. Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
Two for two. I got to get one. Two. I got to lose one.
No, I mean, they get a little harder. Trust me. The first two are just... You know,
how many are there? Striptease. Please tell me there's like 10.
There's
three.
We got like four more.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. All right, on to this next one. Welcome to hell. You have a choice of what you will be doing for the rest of eternity. No sleep, no rest. All the physical and psychological pains and stresses that go with it are, you know, they're 100%. And they only get worse over time, just like, you know, everyday life. So which one would you choose? This one's eating the same thing every meal, reading one book for the rest of eternity, just reading one book, constant conversation with a stranger, oof, your favorite physical exercise, or having sex with a stranger.
So hold on, let's back it up. What's the ultimate question? What would I do in hell, even though it'll get worse?
What would you do in hell for the rest of your life? Something that's going to happen over and over and over again. Would you like to eat one thing?
Okay.
For the rest of eternity, read a book for the rest of eternity. One book.
Oh, this is what I'll be doing in hell as like a punishment.
In hell, like this is your punishment. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm not reading no book. I'll tell you that.
So you're not going to read a book. You have to eat the same thing over and over again.
Nah.
Constant conversation with a stranger.
Oh, no.
That's my personal hell. Your favorite physical exercise. So if you like doing squats, you're going to be doing squats forever.
Yeah, no.
Or having sex with a stranger.
I guess having sex with a stranger.
Yeah, I guess it's no surprise.
I need to eat something different. Once in a while. I'm not reading a book. I'm not doing exercise. I don't know what the fucking other thing was.
But yo, what if that stranger is like...
Hey, close your eyes. So I could tell you, I got enough porn in this mind since I'm 12. I'll figure it out.
It doesn't even say it has to be a stranger of the opposite sex.
Oh. Well, I already gave my answer, so bring it on.
22 with the win at 22%. Having sex with a stranger.
Oh, yeah? Look at that. Yeah. 3 for 3.
All right.
I wrote that article on Reddit, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I have a feeling this is all you, my friend.
All right.
I know it's not you, though. It's not enough typos.
I could put them in order. I can give it an attempt.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Let's see if you can do this next one in order.
Okay. We'll do the next one.
All right. So this next question, should all forms of nudity be decriminalized? Should we make it legal for nudity? Your options are yes, but obviously age and sanitation is a factor. The next one is yes, but only in certain areas. So I guess like nude beaches, that's where it would be decriminalized. The next one is, but women should still be allowed to be topless, or no, public nudity should remain illegal.
Well, I don't think public nudity should remain illegal.
Right. So we,
what was the first one?
The first one is, yeah. Let nudity be legal.
Let nudity. That's let. So anywhere you go, you go to a restaurant.
Anywhere you go, just nudity, 100%.
No,
obviously.
I like the one where
age and sanitation. So I guess you can't like you. I mean, I would have a problem sitting on a seat that I just watched a dude get up from.
Yeah, and I would have a problem if I'm with my kids and
yeah,
old fat pedophiles, fucking naked, eating a Big Mac. You know,
right.
So I would go with the one where I would allow nudity, but in designated spots. Was that one of the...
That was definitely...
I picked that one. Like the beaches, right. Or if someone has a hotel party and today, hey, listen, if you come in, just to let you know.
Well.
I lost that one, right?
Good, sir, Vic. I think we found one question that you have answered incorrectly. And you know what the crazy thing is that the higher answers... are split. So we have a split first place answer between yes, absolutely. You're allowed to be naked everywhere and anywhere with some regulations to age. Mm-hmm. And no, public nudity should be completely illegal.
Oh.
They're tied. Two completely different ends of the fucking spectrum at 24%. Well, yeah, that's,
well, I guess I'm in the middle.
Isn't nudity illegal?
No. Public nudity everywhere should definitely not. That should be illegal. I'm not saying you're a sick fuck if you do like that. I'm just saying have some respect, because it's worse enough people smell with clothes and perfume. Mm. Imagine nudity, that musty odor smell coming off fat people.
I'm going to say that I think it should be fine for topless for everyone.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
Just topless for everyone. I just don't want to sit somewhere someone else was sitting naked. That's really my whole thing.
So it's more of a sanitary thing.
Yeah.
What about for the high bro? See them titties. Yeah. No, that's just right. I wouldn't want my kids seeing that.
No, all right. I get that.
I don't want to see it.
You don't. There's some.
It depends like where you're at. If you know, I hate as much as I hate California, but if I was there, I probably wouldn't mind it. But New York, imagine going to like, I don't know, where's there a lot of fat people?
There's some cute girls in New York, dude.
I know, but there's always good and bad.
True.
Good always wins, but bad makes it bad, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but bad. But bad does make it bad, for sure.
Like, imagine seeing like a southern couple, big people, man, visiting New York at the Big Apple, and they're sitting down and Bubba's all fucking naked and rubbing grease all over his girl, and the kids are like, whoa.
I feel like if it's a category on Pornhub, it should just be legal.
Huh? I guess.
Big people with grease, totally legal. So this next one, good friend. How do you prefer your man's junk?
This my man's junk? I can't answer that.
You could use it for women's too, I guess.
Okay. Doesn't make sense.
So you have the options: shaved, hairy, or trimmed.
All right. So for women, I mean, I definitely go shaved. I mean, what do you mean by trim? Like just a little design, like the runner?
Buzzed?
Crew cut. Nah, shave. High and tight. Go shave.
Okay. Give it a high and tight. Yeah. Or a runway.
Definitely not hairy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would go shave, buzz, and then hairy in that specific order. But shave would be for me. Yeah, I like a shave.
All right. Yeah, you didn't get this one. Oh, sorry, bud.
Wow, I jinxed myself. I went 3-0. Now I'm 3-2.
Yeah. The actual order, starting from the top, which I agree with.
Trim, shaved, hairy.
Trim, right. Trimmed, shaved, and then hairy, right. If you like
these people writing these articles never don't even know what snatch looks like. Oh, but no, see, but you're saying this as a man. As a man, I'm trimmed. I'm not. I mean, I shave, but I'm also trimmed. I like to keep it trimmed.
True. Like true. A half. As far as what how women answered this question
for the men,
gay men, I guess. 16.9%, which was the highest. There were other options like I don't care or I don't like guys. But the one that had the highest rating was trimmed. So.
Uh-huh. But like I said, this is for the penis area, not the vagina.
This is for the penis. Yes.
So I answered as the vagina. But
all right. You answered as a vagina.
I should
correct, but I think it works either way. No,
no. Okay. I think more men would want it shaved.
I don't think so.
I think so. Well, yeah? That's a poll. That's a poll we'll have to bring up on a show one day.
Once upon a time, I used to. Now I'm kind of more into the.
So, how many more do I have? I got to make sure I'm at least over 500.
You have two left.
Two. All right. So this is good. So I'm either going to be totally wrong or totally correct.
All right. This one is for you. I don't necessarily want to know, but the poll is, are you a grower or a shower? So what do you think the average, where do you fall in? You fall into the growers or the showers? But what do you think the highest percentage is?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Unless you want to give that answer. You want to give that information out?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. So it's only out of the two. It's you're a grower or you're a shower?
Yeah.
I would assume most men are growers. I think showers usually are in the porn industry. And there's more working men out there than there is porn stars. So I'm going to go with growers.
Going to go with growers. Yeah. Can I get a ding ding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. So
65% are growers.
Right, I won either way. So. All right, good. 65% of men that answered this were growers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Because if you were a shower and you were good, you'd be in porn or something else. But if you're not a grower, you gotta stick to doing, you know, carpentry, plumbing, electrician, you know.
Podcasting.
You know, these are things where growers have to go.
Yeah, yeah. If you're neither and you got a problem. Or you start off with having both. You have a kielbasa and end up with a fucking turkey leg from Six Flags or from Disney. So good one. 65% growers. All right. On to the next and last one. This one took me by surprise, and I'm really glad I left this for last. Mm. Do girls masturbate on their period?
Oh, man. So it's a yes or no. Do girls masturbate?
It's yes, no, or nobody knows. Those were the options that were put on this poll.
That's pretty good. I'm definitely not going to say they don't, because there are some sick people out there. And as sick as men are, women are just as sick. So what is it again? Do women masturbate on their period?
On their period.
Yes, no, or nobody knows.
Right.
Well, it's either yes or no. How can nobody not know?
Right. That's why I'm not going to include that nobody knows.
Yeah.
The higher number of the yes or no is the winner, in my opinion.
Oh, man.
If you say nobody knows, then you're a bitch.
Yeah. If no one knows, you don't even know what pussy looks like.
Yeah.
I want to say, this is good. You know what? I'll go yes for the fuck of it, because it's... Whatever. Period only stops a sentence, right?
Yeah, period only stops a sentence literally and figuratively. Let's go. You got it. Good shit. 32.6% said yes. Girls do masturbate.
And these are girls answering? Or these are girls answering, or they're pimps?
I believe that they are women, and 57% are losers. Yeah. That said, nobody knows. 57% more people said nobody knows than yes.
Well, how are you not going to know if you don't ask?
I I don't know. I think that these are just people that wanted to get to the answer.
Maybe that should be on your Jack's questions for next season. Every female we have.
Yeah, we'll come up with some good polls and we'll post them just to see what people put. Ugh. No?
No. Yeah. That's a good idea.
All right. So did all this, these poll searches. I thought that they were pretty interesting, and I'm not entirely sure how I ended up looking at fetishes again.
No.
I guess I went back into my
original
my history. Yeah, I know. It's getting kind of old. But this next segment reminds me a lot of, I don't know if you remember Maury and Jerry Springer.
Yeah, of course. I still watch it to this day.
Yeah, it was literally the best daytime in TV.
Entertainment you can get, yeah.
There's no better. And I remember growing up, and the best episode I had ever seen was when they had an episode of everyone's phobias, the shit that everyone's afraid of. And they started bringing out like ridiculous stuff that no one's afraid of, but these people for some reason have a phobia. Mm-hmm. I watched a grown ass man start crying because they brought out balloons.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
Afraid.
Hiding behind that shit's real. I don't know why.
Is it? All right. So no, I didn't is, know, man. But watching a woman screech like a bat because someone all of a sudden had some aluminum foil in her hands.
Yeah.
Like
I don't get that.
So this next segment reminds me a lot about that, because these fetishes are not normal. They're not even usual in the weird people set like category. And I don't know, our staff picked a couple of fetishes that apparently are very bizarre.
Jack picked a couple of fetishes that are very bizarre.
We might fall under them. We might not. But I'll keep it to the legal fetishes. And if you fall under any of these categories, please reach out to us. Oh, yeah. I'd love to interview you. The weirder, the fucking better. Like, I need to know what's in your mind. And I would like, I'm going to try to pronounce the word. And then I want you to try to guess with your third grade reading level what that means.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get any of these right.
Well, I want you to either pronounce the name or try to pronounce the name, because
we can both try to pronounce the name. How about that?
Huh?
We can both try to pronounce it.
All right. I'll take the first crack at it. The first one, right? And this one was my phone knows me. So I was typing in about the amputee story about the DMV.
That's the government listening.
The government's definitely listening. And then the first thing that comes up. Acrotomophilia. Acrotomophilia. Oof. Literally an arousal to amputees. I don't know if this is a thing, but
yeah, why not? It was your white whale, remember? Nugget porn?
Oh yeah. Yeah, but that's okay. But that's
unless that was for entertainment. Yeah.
No. That's a specific amputee.
Okay.
That is a very
so this is just
specific...
someone who loves anything amputee.
Yeah, just loves to fuck stubs.
Okay.
Like that lady at the DMV was their number one pick.
Acrotomophilia.
Acrotomophilia. I think I got that one right.
I think you got it right. Yeah, I mean, you're an English major.
So if you're out there and you have this fetish, I can't. I
got to read the next one. God damn, these are hard. Okay.
Try it.
Anastemophilia.
Nice. That's really good. Anastemophilia. Anastemophilia.
All right.
Pretty good.
Arousal to a person for extreme stature, either giants or dwarfs.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I might even have that.
I might too. I'm glad to have checked that one off.
Women have that. They like, we know what you mean by giant. We're talking people that are like 7 feet, but you know, women love those guys that are 6 feet and over, you know?
Yeah. Like if my 5'5" ass started to date someone on the WNBA team.
Yeah.
Like that's giant versus
anastemophilia. I'm more happy that I even got the fucking word. Right. Fuck. I just learned how to spell dictionary last week.
I just like it because I get the whole dwarf thing.
Oh yeah.
I do with my little stint. But I'm telling you, dwarves are so cool, like they're regular people, but yo, the freaks, man, if you can put them into a little stall yeah. in New York City, you have plenty of space.
There you go. All right, you got the next one.
This next one's autoplesiophilia.
Yeah?
Yeah, autoplesiophilia. Arousal to oneself dressed as a giant cartoon-like stuffed animal. Oh, so wow. If you like yourself, that's the auto part. If you like yourself to the point where you're arousing yourself while dressed like a goddamn unicorn.
Autoplesiophilia. Yeah, but that's like, I guess if you go to Comic-Con. And people kind are dressed of. Up in, I mean, it says a giant cartoon, like, oh, stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. If you're.
So if you're dressed like, up like a big gummy bear stuffed.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
turning
yeah.
on if women be, or men.
If you're walking around a, like a world fair, the town fairs in there. And if you look like you can get pulled down the wall for popping balloons.
Yeah.
You want to take this next one?
Oh, boy. All right. Let me highlight it. Climacophilia.
Yes.
I got it right. Yeah, I think so.
You did good. Dude, you're doing great.
Yeah, man. I just started reading Harry Potter books, man. I'm up there. Yeah. Arousal. Ooh, I like that. Arousal to falling downstairs. Oh, so this is in case... You're in love with Joe Biden. He falls downstairs. So if you're a climacophilia person, that's fucking your heart is a rock.
Yeah.
Get hard off the wind.
You're watching that video on loop.
Yeah.
Oh. He fell three times in one time.
Folks, I didn't fall. I was listening, folks. I was listening to the Michael Jackson in my headphones that I don't wear, folks. And I fell because I didn't fall. I was just doing the moonwalk while walking up the stairs, folks.
Come on, man.
Come on. I was born in 1902. I was skydiving in 2005. What are you talking about?
With Joe yeah. Schmo. All right.
He used to ride the trains. My boy Vinny. Vinny!
Yeah. At the Union House.
Yeah, House.
So this next one, coprophilia. This reminds me of the German porn. Coprophilia.
Coprophilia.
So it is not an arousal to cops. It's actually an arousal to feces. So all you nasty, disgusting That's people nasty, out there. Yeah. Hey, if this is
those your are thing, the people I that get shit on the chest. No.
Yes. Oh, so I get man. That. Especially if it's like a smoking hot, but that's the difference. If it's like a 10, doing weird and crazy shit like that, to me, I get it. But if you're just, I don't know, Tom and Vicky, I don't give a fuck. So this next one.
Oh, I'm not pronouncing this
I
one.
Can't,
let me see.
But you can't pronounce it. I can't even talk about it. It literally makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
I could try to pronounce it. Gerontophilia?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and... Yeah, I'll give that to you. Gerontophilia.
Arousal to the elderly.
This is disgusting.
But I mean, we're talking elderly. Like, we're not talking like, like you know, how a 21-year-old goes, oh, you're 46, you're old. No,
I'm talking about...
Senior citizens.
Yeah, you're in a nursing home hitting the elevator buttons with your dick.
I'm stopping on the first floor again. Imagine, granny, look what I could do. No hands. What floor? 16.
Got it.
Get on your hands and knees. Let me get on top of you.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I just the thought about this. Hey, if you're a young dude that has gerontophilia or a young female, God bless. Doing the service to all those men out there and those
well, it only works one way. So
yeah. They all like 19.
It's disgusting if a man does it, but if a woman jerks off 80-year-old, that's just fucking. That's the new fucking porn.
You give them a trophy after that. You say, "Good job,
werewolf vet, motherfucker."
They're old. They're not dead. Exactly. So this next one, oh my god, catoptrophilia.
Catoptrophilia.
Catoptrophilia. Yep.
All right,
this one I don't think is very weird, but I think you think that's normal?
Well, I skipped the arousal part. I'm just saying sex in front of a mirror. It's kind of normal. People do that. But, but when you get aroused, that's weird.
Yeah, I think it's great to watch your own porn. I think it's stupid to specifically look to watch your own porn. But there's people that like to watch their
narcissist,
significant others get boned by other people. So
while having a whiskey in the corner of the room.
Nice. Stirring the ice cube. Nice.
I don't know if I should say this.
Please do.
All right. I had a conversation with a sergeant back when I was active duty, and it was amongst us, and he had something like this where he I mean, not in a mirror, but he loved to watch people fuck.
Just other people, but not people that are.
Yeah, not other people. He goes, "Listen, I'm married. I got kids. I don't cheat, but I would like to sit in a corner and just watch while, you know, drinking and having a cigar."
It's almost like live porn.
That's all it is.
I could kind of get that where it's like you're going to a strip club, but it's like they kicked up.
Yeah, imagine going to a strip club where they're getting plowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pole's the other way. It's not vertical. It's horizontal.
That works. All right. I get that. I can understand that then. Fine. All right,
let's see this one. Psychrophilia. That was easy.
That was,
okay. Arousal to being cold and watching others who are cold. Okay. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Because how do you even get aroused in the cold? As a guy, at least. You want to talk about growers or shower. That's called shrinkage.
Yeah,
and if you can get hard in the cold as a guy, that's awesome. We want to interview you.
I kind of get I don't get any of it, but the arousal to being cold and watching others like in your window in the winter, watching other people walk out in front of you, like, and you're just like, oh my God, they're cold. And then that turns you on. It doesn't make sense. I agree. If this is you, we need to talk to you. We need to figure this out. We need to sit down and know a day in your life, because if being cold and watching others being cold turns you on, I want to know why. There's got to be a reason, right?
Yeah. All right.
So on to the next one. Savantophilia.
Oh, yeah,
so
this makes that's right.
Yeah, this explains pretty much everyone that's ever dated me. This is the arousal to the cognitively impaired or developmentally delayed. So if retards are
that's a crime. That is a crime. You can't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's like, it's almost like, you know how doctors, you can't have sex with your patient. That's a crime.
Okay.
You can't have sex with people that are impaired either. Knowingly.
Well, impaired.
Well, it doesn't matter, because whether you know or not, if they are impaired, that's a crime committed.
Right. No, but this isn't like, oh, you're impaired. You've had a couple of drinks. This is.
No, I know. This is, you're born impaired.
Yeah. You have permanent drinks.
Your parents drank a lot.
Your parents did all the drinking necessary to fuck you up permanently. So yeah, and this has to be what every girl I've ever dated has. There's no other understanding as to why. Yeah, because I know I'm not very smart. I'm not very intelligente, but for them to stick around, I don't know. It's either that or the the meat factory I got down here. So, right, because it's either that, right? You're either rich or you're packing.
All right, let's take the next one.
I think you got this next one.
Oof, I got the word. I can't get the definition, though. Let me see. Teratophilia?
Teratophilia, yep.
Teratophilia. Arousal to the... That's the word I can't get.
Yeah. Congenitally
deformed. I don't know what that means.
Congenitally deformed. Well, I know deformed means.
Yeah, I know.
Congenitally
that.
Means. Present at birth. So something that you a problem that you've had since birth. So if you were born with an extra finger, an extra
missing teeth,
extra arm.
Wait, at birth?
Yeah, like if you're
okay. I got you.
Deformed at birth.
That's one of the most common ones out of here, though. Because some people, some people are born extra toes, extra this.
Yeah.
And they end up getting married.
Actually, you know what? Well, getting married, but I'm super curious. You know how...
Well, getting laid.
When you're getting laid and there's a smaller female, let's say a little bit more petite, and you feel bigger because it's like, of course, oh, wow. Right. Imagine if she had extra fingers on top of that. You're like, God damn, I'm getting pretty much two-fisted with one wrist. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, imagine how much bigger you'd probably feel smaller. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Keep the small hands there.
Small hands, but just more fingers.
It's like a hand on a mountain bike handle.
Yeah, you know? But I just feel like with extra fingers, it's like extra ribbed when you're getting jerked off.
Yeah, who gets jerked off? If you're over fucking 16 and you're getting jerked off, fucking quit.
No, stop. This is another topic, man. You need to stop.
Nah, it's fine.
There is nothing wrong with
No one in this world will jerk you off the way you do it. So I'm just
true.
Saying.
True.
All right, take the last one.
So I think appropriately, I'll take the last one.
Oh, this is you. This is all you. The water sports here.
Water sports, urophilia, arousal to urine and urinating on others. Oh, boy. You don't get it, right?
I mean, I don't get aroused by it. I never really. If I done it, it was a joke on people, but not like for arousal purposes.
Yeah, no.
You know, like when you're fucking just peeing like in the wood line, and you'd be like, "Oh, got your boot." But I never was aroused.
You got
by
your own
that.
Boot. Yeah. No, I get it. For me, it's more of like I own you, like more animalistic, like. I'm
just sick. You're just a sick person, man.
And I don't mind it when girls try to own me. So that's
You're weird.
Yeah, I am. And if ever you
you're not the weirdest. I've met people that love the smell of farts and feet.
That's strange.
That is strange.
The people you run into in the military.
I'm telling you, man, you are never going to live life unless you were a veteran or in the military for at least 2 years.
For real.
The shit you see here. I mean, you're talking about, imagine the whole, like they took 5 smart people from every state, 5 medium average people and 5 dumb motherfuckers from every state and put them in to 1 fucking army platoon. And you're there with them for 3 years. That's how it feels like.
Gave them basic instructions and a timeline that's impossible to meet. And that's the military.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't care how weird you were. The people that weirded me out the most were people with no sense of humor.
Yep.
You know, like when you walk into the bathroom and I'll be like, oh, so this is where all the dicks hang out. Right. And everyone's like, like the people that are laughing. And then the one guy's like, come on, man, what are you doing? Like, shut the fuck up. We're all sucking here. I use laugh and comedy to fucking get over suck.
Yeah. But some people's suck is the comedy. They'd rather just live in misery and not laugh about it, which whatever, to each their fucking own. Mm-hmm. Hey, Vic. I know we said that we were switching it up. I'm really hoping that you got some good shit for the news.
That's all right. I got, you know,
all right.
I got men stuff, and I got,
man stuff?
I got something that I found interesting.
No Johnny Depp.
So no Jack's news today. Is Vic's news.
Nice. All right.
Today's Vic's news. Welcome. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. All right. Well, for the men out there, for the degenerates, Super Bowl 56 is going to be next Sunday. It's going to be February 13th. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Cincinnati Bengals against the Los Angeles Rams. That is going to be an interesting game. I don't know, man. They're saying Joe Burrow, the quarterback of Cincinnati Bengals, could be the next Tom Brady. Tom Brady retired. Congrats on that. Beautiful. I hated Tom Brady.
That is.
Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. Greatest of all time. Quarterback.
Yeah.
Started off with New England, ended in Tampa Bay.
I mean, he's so famous, like I said, even I know who he is.
Oh,
so.
I thought you said I don't know who he is.
No, he's one of the few that I do know who he is.
I don't know. I don't want to disrespect the sport of baseball, but he's like almost the Derek Jeter of the Yankees, but he's Tom Brady of football. So
of football. Oh shit.
Yeah. Like everyone knows him and respects him.
Yeah. That's very interesting. So he finally retired. I wonder if he got a nice little, he's probably got enough money to live off.
Was renting Derek Jeter's house in Tampa Bay. I believe I think it was like $12 million a year to rent it.
That's it.
Something like that. A year. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. I could barely afford $500 rent a month, but yeah, $12 million a year. There you go.
That's crazy. Somebody would rather rent for 12 and, or I don't know, maybe I'm stuck.
The team probably paid for it anyway.
Give me $1 million, that house, I won't need to live anywhere else.
Yeah, no.
Like, you're renting for 12 a year. You're out of your fucking mind.
Probably. Don't quote me. And then, and here's another thing. So I am a Super Bowl fanatic, as everyone knows. I love Super Bowl. I watch it. I don't miss a minute of it. I only miss the halftime show. I think the halftime show is to refill your bourbon, your whiskeys, your mixed drink. Go smoke a cigarette. Go smoke a cigar. Re-eat the food.
If you're at the game, go get the beer.
If you're at the game, start getting the beer. But a lot of people watch Super Bowl just for the halftime show. And I could care less, but I'll let you know who's performing. Which I think it's not a bad lineup. I hate when, I mean, I think there was one year they were in the home of Metallica and they didn't even invite them to do the Super Bowl halftime show. Metallica. I mean, that's offensive. How offensive. But this year for the Super Bowl 56 is going to be Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. So these are all great. They're all good. Little Cali, little East Coast. Not bad.
Yeah, it's a nice lineup. It definitely is. It's about time we had an all-black cast doing the
Well, Eminem is not black.
Like I said, all-black cast. Okay.
All right, moving along before Jack makes me edit this whole show.
No, why?
What are you talking about?
It was a joke that Eminem...
Huh? Oh, okay, I got it.
It's an Eminem joke.
All right, moving along before we end.
Moving along.
Japanese porn industry. So, not a lot of people know this. Yeah, so the $20 billion porn industry in Japan is not looking good. There's only 70 male talents left versus 10,000 female talents. The Japanese porn king Shimakin is holding the porn world on his shoulders. The 35-year-old porn legend has slept with more than 8,000 women for his 7,500 porn movie career.
Oh my God.
He had this to say. Usually I sleep with two or three people a day. Well, three girls a day. So I have sex for about 2 hours a day. It's my dream job. I've been doing this for 17 years and I never get bored of it. It beats working in an office. I'll do this until I'm 100.
Beats working in the office unless you're boning in an office.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're boning. Oh, man. People do that, too. If you think your wife is going to the office and working overtime and she's not getting boned at some point, or your husband, it's most likely happening.
Listen, there are situations where people are not supposed to fuck and they will find places and times to fuck.
Yeah.
Airplanes, boats, office, doesn't matter. This guy, though, this guy sounds to me like a fucking legend.
Well, he is. Apparently, he is like... He is the biggest thing in the porn industry, I guess. I mean, he's well more known than Ron Jeremy. But a Japanese porn director by the name of Tojiro states he's been in the business for over 27 years and men are not hungry anymore. They have lost their desire. Every now and day, it's like... People enjoy getting stuff handed to them. Like it's handed on their plate. He goes, you just click something on the internet and boom, you have it. So the new generation does not want success.
They jerk it off.
I don't know, man. I mean, hey, listen, if America gets bad and we need jobs. I mean, we were talking about growers or showers, but imagine being hard at 2 inches over there. We would look like King Kong.
Fucking, yeah. Yeah. I'm down to go. Just do a... How much, I wonder, is there a lot of money? Yeah, $20 billion porn industry.
I mean, they say men don't really make a lot of money out of it. I mean, he probably makes a lot because he's the face of the men porn. But I'm saying if we were down there, we would, you know.
I'd be all about it. I mean, my dick would fall off, but eventually. I guess it would just get calloused.
Yeah, you get used to it, man.
You get used to it. Lotion up.
Exactly. Callous. It's like working out. Skip a day here and there until you build a routine.
I'm just imagining this like super skinny Japanese dude with the cock the size of my arm.
He's like, I'm curious. I am curious.
He's Quagmire's, but you know that episode where Quagmire comes out to go get his mail?
The mail and his giant arm. Fucking biceps are huge.
Yeah, I'm just imagining some guy in like a little loincloth with a little, you know, whatever, and his cock just hits the floor.
I don't know. They say usually the Asians are a little small in that department, but.
Maybe. But hey, even if they are, I'm guessing on average, I think we're a little bit above average in that fucking, in that field, especially the no offense, guys.
We'd be abnormal out there.
It's the white Godzilla.
Oh, man.
All right,
man.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think it's been a great episode, brother. Thank you very much for letting
continue.
Thank you very much for letting me lead this one off. And thank you to the listeners for staying tuned for as long as you have. If this is your first episode, I hope you go back and check out our other episodes. We have one coming up with, a bunch of clips.
The best of season two.
Best of season two. And we're very grateful and very lucky to be here to do this with and for you guys. So thank you very much.
Yeah, actually, before we get off... I forgot. I mean, you did host today. I'm going to be honest. I thought you were going to bash, man. I didn't think you were going to be okay. You are right.
You thought I was going to crash? All right. Well, what was the poll?
Well, not crash. Well, yeah, we'll get to the poll. Yeah, actually, I'll get to the poll now. So it was 35 votes. You want to guess?
35 people?
Yeah, yeah. You want to guess? Well, I made sure people got it and voted.
Oh, okay. Well, you let me. I don't know. I feel like I've been.
Well, how about this? What percentage do you think said pass versus fail?
I'm pretty sure everyone said I would fail because it's no different. It's no different.
97%.
Yeah. I don't think I did that bad. Come on.
No. Well, now let me congratulate you. I think you did well. The only thing that got me worried is when I told you the next day you had the whole episode, even though there was 2 weeks to work on it. So you literally wrote whatever you had to write in that day and haven't touched the article since this morning.
You're welcome.
But it wasn't. You're a cocksucker. It wasn't that bad. I felt like we've been doing these little schmucks all the time, but this one was good. It was actually good. I like it.
Of course it was good. I led.
It was good. Like if I needed a day off and I needed you to do an episode with, say, with Vinny in the future.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think I would, as long as Vinny's on there.
Oh, I need a...
Because Vinny, you still need a babysitter. Yeah,
you're not... I need a babysitter. Yeah.
You know, you're like a 13-year-old. Enough to where you could feed and take a shit by yourself, but I can't leave you alone that long enough.
Nah, I'm telling you, you say that. And that's why most of those people on your poll said that I wouldn't be able to do it. Because you all doubt me, and at the end of the day, I always show you all up, and I'm okay with that. I like to be the underdog.
Listen. Out of 100, you were
the underdog.
You were good. You were, you know, 65, 70.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for staying tuned, right, man.
This is This is season 2. That's it. We're done.
That's it. Love you guys.
Yeah, we'll see you. There'll be another show after this, and then we'll see you guys in May for season 3. Order those hats in March. Peace.